So did you eventually get married?
Yes.
Who'd you get married to?
I married William O'Connell from Ware, Massachusetts, W-A-R-E, Mass, in 1942.
When did you meet your husband?
I met my husband. I was working in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, at Sears Roebuck as assistant manager of their store there. And it was a blind date, but we knew the same people that arranged the date, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
I loved his sense of humor, and that was it. He always had a marvelous sense of humor. And I think many times that probably carried us through.
Yeah, I imagine. What were some of your favorite memories with him?
His marvelous sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
He always was the, at every party, he always seemed to shine more than anyone, and I was always so proud of him.
Oh, that's great. Did you travel with him at all?
I traveled somewhat after he retired. We wintered in Palm Desert, California in the wintertime, and 6 months, and we lived in Gilmington in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
And we traveled by car across country, taking a week at a time, and met many nice people along the way and interesting things to see and explore and so forth. And that was it for 9 years.
Yeah. Well, today is Old Home Day of 2007. Were there any community events that took place when you were a child?
Always came to Old Home Day. Always looked forward to it because I would see people that ordinarily I wouldn't see at any other time. And it's been a special time in my life. I don't believe I've ever missed it.
Oh, that's wonderful. What are some of your favorite memories of Old Home Day?
I think the band, for one thing. I miss the band. I understand it's hard now to have a band, but it was the friendship, the beanhole beans, and I used to help serve and so forth, and my husband helped also, and it was just wonderful.
What were the bands that you listened to back then?
They probably came from nearby, maybe Pittsfield, Barnstead, or someplace. I really don't know where they came from,
mm-hmm.
but they were just wonderful.
In what year did you first attend the Old Home Day?
The first Old Home Day?
Yeah, what year was that?
Well, probably when I was maybe 8 or 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I am now 90 years old.
Yeah,
so.
It's been a little while.
Yes.
What were some of your favorite things going on at the Old Home Day when you were 8 or 9 years old?
I think the friendship was everything. You met your friends that you hadn't seen maybe for a year or even more, and reminiscing about things you did as children and
mm-hmm.
fun that you had and so forth.
What do you think has changed since those Old Home Days to now?
I don't think too much has changed except I'm the eldest one now.
Yeah.
And I see young people coming along, which I think is wonderful. I love the young people and the children, and they're the future of our country, and I respect them very much.
Did you have any children?
We had 2 children, a boy and a girl.
What were their names?
Deborah and William, after my husband.
Mm-hmm. What did they end up doing with themselves?
My daughter lived in San Francisco till recently and moved to Kentucky. My son lived in California and Nevada and came here when my husband died a year ago and has been living here since. Not with me. He has his own place.
Mm-hmm. What can you tell me about some of your family heritage? Who were your ancestors?
I was named after my grandmother.
Your grandmother? Who was she?
They always would say I was Little Grace. She was Grace, and I was Little Grace.
Mm-hmm. Do you know much about your ancestry?
I know that they were early settlers, the places, and I'm probably the 4th or 5th generation.
Wow.
My Uncle Frank was quite famous for his carpentry and so forth, his wood carving and all that sort of thing. And he had a marvelous sense of humor, too.
Yeah. Are there any people here today that you haven't seen for a long time?
Every year I look forward to seeing different people, but every year there are less and less of the people that I knew.
Yeah.
And I miss them.
Yeah.